So another aspect to this is bevacizumab. And, you know, prior to all this happening with checkpoint inhibitors, we know that carboplatin and pemetrexed are the two most common chemotherapeutic agents, but some people, a significant number of people, would then add in bevacizumab on top of that. What about that issue of how to integrate bevacizumab into the treatment of these patients?
Well, I guess the easiest answer is, can we do all of it? There is a trial that enrolled patients to get chemotherapy, platinum doublet, plus bevacizumab, plus atezolizumab versus chemo with bevacizumab alone. And we hear that EMPOWER 155 trial is going to be the first to read out in the last half of 2017. And so that'll be interesting to know, because there has been some suggestion that bevacizumab modulates the immune characteristics of the tumor microenvironment. And so the addition of bevacizumab would test that. So we'll see.
So if you have a patient who gets that triplet and then they have disease progression, then what?
Well, so that's the big question that people are asking. There probably are not yet many patients in that group. Obviously, clinical trials are a great option for that patient population. Could you switch from a PD-1 inhibitor to a PD-L1 inhibitor? Could you switch to a PD-L1 inhibitor and add chemotherapy? Those are questions that need to be addressed in trials, things that probably options that patients will receive in the meantime.
What about anti-angiogenic therapy, not just bevacizumab, but there's another agent, ramucirumab, that can be considered in the second line. What about that as an option?
So certainly docetaxel plus ramucirumab had just become FDA approved, I believe, at the time that nivolumab was approved in the second line setting. So it sort of missed out on its heyday that I think probably it would have had if it weren't for the surge of immunotherapy. And so maybe this is an opportunity then to add the ramucirumab to the docetaxel and improve the benefit that patients are receiving. Theoretically, their performance status should be better because they've been treated with less toxic therapy in the frontline setting. So maybe there'll be more patients that are eligible for this combination.
We should note that subsequent to recording this discussion, several agents have been approved. Acalabrutinib was approved for patients with mantle cell lymphoma who've received at least one prior therapy. Abemaciclib was approved in combination with fulvestrant for patients with ER-positive, HER2-negative, advanced or metastatic breast cancer with disease progression following endocrine therapy. And finally, the combination of dabrafenib and trametinib was approved for patients with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer with BRAF V600E mutations, and alectinib was approved as first-line therapy for patients with ALK-positive metastatic non-small cell lung cancer.